Shalom Aleichem, this is the Shir in Lakutai Sichis, Chelek Yud Gimel, Parshas Balak Sicha Aleph. This is the Iyun Shir. And as this is the Iyun Shir, we're not going to learn the entire Sicha. The Sicha more or less is pretty straightforward. I want to instead take one Inyan in the Sicha and discuss that one Inyan a little bit more in depth, the Iyun. Now, the Sikh is primarily on the Pasuk of Matovu Ayalecha Yaakov Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. It's a Rashi Sikh. That Pasuk is Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Hey. But the Sikh in Eis Beis, in order to explain the Pasuk of Matovu, goes back to Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Beis. Vayisa Bilam Es Eino, Vayaras Yisrael Shoichen Ishvotov, Vatiyolav Ruach Elikim, and explains that Pasuk. And in this shir, that's what we're going to focus on. We're not going to focus on the Pasuk of Matovu, which is the bulk of the Sicha. We're going to focus on the Biur in on Pasuk Beis. Vayaris is Sol Shoichen Lishvata, Vatiyolav Ruach Elikim, and what Rashi says on that Pasuk. But in order to understand Rashi, we're going to first look at three other Pirushim in the Pasuk. And then we'll come to Rashi, and we'll see how Rashi doesn't learn like any of these three Pirushim, and we'll understand why he doesn't. So the first Pirush we're going to look at is Targum Unklus. So what does the Pasuk say? Vayisa Bilam Es Einov, Bilam raised his eyes, Vayaris Yisrael Sheichen Ishvatov, he saw the Yidden camping, resting by the Shvatim, Vatihi Olav Ruach Elikim. So the Targum says, Unkla says, Uskaf Bilam Yos Einohi, Bilam raised his eyes, Vachaza Yos Yisrael Shoran Lishiftohi, saw the Yidden camping by the Shvatim, so far nothing new. And here comes the key, Ushrasa Lohi Ruach Nevuah Min Kodem Hashem. It rested upon him the Ruach Nevuah from Hashem. So meaning on the words Vatihi Olav Ruach Elikim, the Unklus is translating what's Pshat Vatihi Olav Ruach Elikim, that it rested on Bilam a Ruach Nevuah. That's the key words, Ruach Nevuah. This is the Pirush of Unklus. So just to point out who's Olav, Vatihi Olav, who's Olav? Olav means on Bilam himself, and Ruach Elikim means a Ruach Nevuah. Even though it seems simple, I'm emphasizing these points because this is going to be where all the action plays out. Exactly what our love is, what the Ruach Elikim is. So I'm just pointing out what's the Pirush of Unklus. Our love means on Bilam, and Ruach Elikim means a Ruach Nevuah. Okay. The second place we're going to look is at the Pirush of the Zohar. So this Zohar is Zohar Chelek Gimel. Daf Reish Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and the Zohar explains like this: Vayisa Bilam Es Eino Vayaris Yisrael, Bo Listakle Behu Beino Bisha Beishaito. At that time, Bilam wanted to look at the Yidden with an Ayin Hora. Il Mole De Akdim Loin Kuchabrichu Asvasa, and had the Eibishter not been Makdim Erefuah, have a ma'abid loin bistaklusa de inoy. Then Bilam would have taka destroyed them with the look of his ayin hara. Umayas vasa yoav kuchabrichu l'Yisrael bahi shaito. What was the refuah that the Eibishter gave the Yidden at that time to protect them from Bilam's ayin hara? Doho dichsi vatihi olav ruach elikim. That's the pasuk says, vatihi olav ruach elikim. Vatihi olav al Yisrael ka'omar. That when it says Vatihi Olav, it means Al Yisrael. Keman de Parish Sudra Al Reisha Dianuka Begin de la Yishlai Behu Inui. Like a person who spreads over the head of a child something to protect them. So Vatihi Olav Ruach Elikim, according to the Zohar, means that the Eibishter protected the Yidden with a Ruach Elikim. Olav means on the Yidden. The Eibishter put on the Yidden a Ruach Elikim as a form of protection to protect them from the ayin hara of Bilam. So let's compare the pirush of the Zohar to the pirush of the Targum. So they differ beikir on the word alav. According to the Targum, vatihi alav meant on Bilam, that ushras alohi ruach nevuah, that a ruach nevuah came upon Bilam. So according to the Targum, alav means on Bilam, and according to the Zohar, alav means on the Yidden. That's where they differ. And then in Ruach Elikim, here you could say that basically it's the same idea. According to the Targum, Ruach Elikim means a Ruach Nevuah. According to the Zohar, it means a Ruach Elikim of the Eibishter to protect them. Either way, it's some kind of Hashras Hashchina, Hashras Ha'oir, Hashras Elikus is the Ruach Elikim. According to the Targum, that came upon Bilam in the form of a Ruach Nevuah. According to the Zohar, that came upon the Yidden as a form of protecting them from Bilam's Ayin Hara, but it's the same idea, Ruach Elikim, as in Hashras Hashchina. That's the second Pirush on the Pasuk. The third Pirush we're going to look at is a Pirush from Tosfos in a Gemara in Cheskes Abatim. Well, actually, the Pirush from the Gemara and Tosfos. This is a Gemara Cheskes Abatim, Daf Samach, Amar Aleph. And there we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Le'iftach Adam L'chotzer HaShutvin, Pesach K'neged Pesach, V'chaloin K'neged Chaloin. A person shouldn't open, if you have a chotzer with a Shutvin, they shouldn't open a door facing the each other's doors or a window facing the other's windows for the reasons, obviously, of Tznius. As Rashi there says. So the Gemara there asks, how do we know this? What's the mocker for this halacha that lo yiftach adam pesach k'neged pesach v'chaloin k'neged chaloin? What's the mocker? How do we know this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kra, v'yisa bilam es einov, v'yaras Yisrael shoichin lishvotov. It says in our pasuk that Bilam raised his eyes, v'yaras Yisrael shoichin lishvotov. He saw the Yidden Sheikhin Lishvatov. So firstly, the Gemara asks, Mara, when it says that he saw the Yidden Sheikhin Lishvatov, what did he see? He said, Ra, she'ein pischa yoholeyim mechuvonin zelazet. He saw that their doorways were not facing each other. That's what it means, Vayaris Yisrael Sheikhin Lishvatov. He saw them being Sheikhin in such a way that their doors were not facing each other. And then Omar, then Bilam said, "Ru'uyin halolu shatishra leim shchina." Because of this, Bilam said, "The ra'uy that the shchina should be shayra on them." Ru'uyin halolu shatishra leim shchina. So Tosfos says on the words "Ru'uyin halolu shatishra shchina leim," Tosfos says, "The chayra, where did the Gemara get this from? Where does it say in the psukim that Bilam said, 'Ru'uyin halolu shatishra leim shchina'?" Chayra, we don't find it in the pasuk. So Tosfos says, "Misefer Dekra." The Gemara got this from the end of the pasuk. "Misefer Dekra Darish." "Dechziv Vatehi Olav Ruach Elikim." So from the end of the pasuk, "Vatehi Olav Ruach Elikim." From those words, the Gemara darshened that Bilam said, "Ru'uyin Halolu Shatishra Aleim Shchina." So the Marsha explains on this Tosfos. "Dibra Maschil Ru'uyin Halolu Dechziv Vatehi Olav Chulu Vekinu De Olav Koyal Yisrael." Shera Bilam es Yisrael Shaychin Lishvatov, Oma Sherai Shetihi al Yisrael Ruach Elikim. That the way Tosfos is learning the Gemara, Vatehi Olav refers to the Yidden. Refers to the Yidden. Bilam was saying, in the words Vatehi Olav Ruach Elikim means that Bilam was saying, Ru'uyin halolu shatishra leim shchina. The Yidden are Roi, that the Shechina should rest on them. But he alav Ruach Elikim, alav on the Yidden. So with this, Tosfos is similar to the Zohar, but a little bit different. Tosfos is similar to the Zohar in that, the way he's learning the Gemara, alav means on the Yidden. Like the Zohar said, but he alav on the Yidden was the Ruach Elikim. That's how Tosfos is learning. Ruin halolu shetishra shchina aleihem on the Yidden. That's how Tosfos is the same. But Tosfos is also a little bit different to the Zohar. Why? Because according to the Zohar, vati olav ruach elikim is not something that Bilam said, it's just something that happened. According to the Zohar, vayisa Bilam es'eino vayar, Bilam wanted to look at them with an ayin hara. And so what happened was, vati olav ruach elikim. The Eibishter brought on the Yidden a ruach elikim to protect them. That's the Zohar. Whereas according to the Tosfos, according to the Gemara, vati olav ruach elikim is something that Bilam said. Bilam saw them sheichem nishvatov. He saw them that ein pischein mechuvonin ze keneged ze. So Bilam said vatehi olav ruach elikim. Bilam said reuyin halolu shaticha shchina aleihem. So he's agreeing with the Zohar that olav means on the Yidden, but according to Tosfos, it's not something which happened. Rather, it's something which Bilam said. Bilam said vatehi olav ruach elikim. According to Tosfos, Bilam said that let the shchina rest on the Yidden. Or the Yidden are ro'i, that the Shechina should rest on them. So, this is three Pirushim that we have in the Pasuk. Just to summarize, according to the Targum, Vathi Olav, Olav means on Bilam, and Ruach Elikim means a Ruach Nevuah. The Slachayra is the most simplistic chant in the Pasuk. Then we have the Zohar, Vatihi Olav means on the Yidden, Ruach Elikim, Ruach of Hashem, Hashros Hashchino, that protected them from Bilam's Ayin Hara. And then we have the Pirush from Tosfos, based on the Gemara, that Bilam saw them Sheichin Lishvatov, and as a result, Bilam said, Omar, Bilam said, Vatihi Olav Ruach Elikim. Bilam said, Ru'uyin Halolu, Shatishra, Aleihem Shechina. That's the three Pirushim. Now, let's take a look at Rashi and see how Rashi learns. Rashi, Vayisa Bilam es Einav. Bilam raised his eyes. Says Rashi, Bikesh lahachnis bohem ayin ro. So far, Pirush of the Zohar. Bilam wanted to be machnis in them an ayin hara. And then Rashi continues, Ayash Hayash Lachashalash Midoisav, etc. So in Vayisa Bilam Esainov, Rashi says, Bikesh Lachnis Bohem Ayin Ro. Okay. Next, Rashi Sheikhin the Shvatov. He saw them camping by the Shvatim. Ro Kol Shevet V'Shevet Sheikhin La'atzmei V'Einan Murabin. Rashi is going to say two things. He saw, number one, that the Yidden camped by the Shvatim, every Shevet, separately. And the Sikha explains why this was a Maila. We're not going to get into that. But that's one thing he saw. Kol shevet v'shevet sheichin la'atzmai. And then he brings the Gemara in Bava Basra, Rosh ein pischei mechuvonin zeh keneged zeh. He also saw that their doorways were not facing each other, and shlo yotzitz l'teich ha'el chaveira. Okay, last Rashi, v'ati olav ruach elikim. And here Rashi says, ola b'liboy shelo yekalalo. That what's pshat v'ati olav ruach elikim? It means, ola b'liboy shelo yekalalo. So let's focus on this last Rashi, Vati Olav Ruach Elikim. We see here from Rashi that Rashi is learning like none of the Pirushim before. Let's go in order. He's not learning like the Targum Unklus, because Targum Unklus says, what's the Ruach Elikim? Ruach Elikim means a Ruach Nevuah. That what came upon Bilam? What came upon Bilam was a Ruach Elikim, a Ruach Nevuah. Oshras Aloy Ruach Nevuah. But Rashi says, "Ola b'liboy shelo yekalalom," not that a ruach elikim, a ruach nevuah came onto Bilam. It's not a ruach nevuah. All that came upon him was shelo yekalalom. A ruach elikim means shelo yekalalom. So it's not like the Targum. It's also not like the Zohar or like Tosfos, because Rashi is learning that Olav means on Bilam. Ola b'liboy shelo yekalalom. The Zohar and Tosfos learn Olav means on the Yidden, each one according to their derech. But Rashi learns that Olav means on Bilam. It's like the Targum. But then he differs from the Targum in that not that it's a Ruach Nevuah, but it's just Olav b'liboy shelo yekalalom. So we need to understand why Rashi is avoiding the Pirush of the Targum, why is he avoiding the Pirush of the Zohar, and why is he avoiding the Pirush of Tosfos? So, let's go in order. Firstly, the Targum. So the Rebbe brings in the Sicha, in the Ha'ara, Ha'ara 14, two reasons why Rashi doesn't learn like the Targum. That Ruach Elokim means a Ruach Nevuah. The first reason is, because according to the Targum, it's not understood what's the Kesher between the beginning of the Pasuk and the end of the Pasuk. The beginning of the Pasuk says, Vayisa Bilam Aseino Vayaris Yisrael Sheikhin Lishvatov. That Bilam saw the Yidin Sheikhin Lishvatov. And then what's the end of the Pasuk? Vatihi Olav Ruach Elokim. So if Vatihi Olav Ruach Elokim means, Ushrasa Lohi Ruach Nevuah, that a Ruach Nevuah came unto Bilam, so it's not understood. Why does this follow from what it says before? Why is Vayaris Yisrael Sheikhin Lishvatov? Why would Bilam seeing the Yidin Sheikhin Lishvatov, why would that cause a Ruach Elokim which means a Ruach Nevuah to come unto Bilam? There's absolutely no connection. Seeing the Yidin Sheikhin Lishvatov, whatever milas there are in that, Ein Pischein Mechuvonin Zekin Eged Zeh, or Kol Shevet V'Shevet Sheikhin La'atzmai, all nice and good, very fine milas. But there's no reason why that should cause a Ruach Nevuah to come unto Bilam. So that's one reason why Rashi rejects the Pirush of the Targum. Another reason is because Rashi before told us that when the Eibishter appears to Bilam, when Hashem came to Bilam, it says Vayikar, which is Lashon Arai and Lashon Gnai. That the Eibishter did not come to Bilam b'derech Kovid, he came derech Bizayin Ugnai. But now, if Atahi Olav Ruach Elokim means like the Targum says, that a Ruach Nevuah came unto Bilam. So then the Pasuk is describing Bilam's Nevuah in a very respectful way, a very Bakovadik way. That he had a Ruach Nevuah. So this is the second reason why Rashi rejects the Pirush of the Targum, because anytime Bilam is going to receive Nevuah, it has to be Derech Bizayin Ugnai. So Vati Olav Ruach Elokim, which is a Derech Kovid, cannot be a Ruach Nevuah. So for these two reasons, Rashi instead learns that what does it mean? Ola b'libo yishlo yakalalam. This answers both questions. It answers the first question because it explains the hemshech of the pasuk very well. Bilam looked up. What did he see? He saw the Yidin sheichin lishvatov. He saw tremendous milas by the Yidin. He saw how all the shvatim are kept separate, as the Sikh explains the Maile in that. He saw Ein Pischein Mechuvonin Zekin Eged Zeh, and as a result of seeing these tremendous milas, these beautiful things by the Yidin, Ola B'liba Shlo Yekalalam. Vati Olav Ruach Elokim. Ola B'liba Shlo Yekalalam. The connection makes perfect sense. One is a cause to the other. Since he saw these milas by the Yidin, he decided, I'm not going to curse them. He was Nisayr with a Seiris not to curse them. Ola B'liba Shlo Yekalalam. And it also explains the second thing. It's not a Ruach Nevuah. When the Eibishter is going to give Bilam Nevuah, it's going to be Derech Bizayin Ugnai. Here where it says a nice Lashon Vati Olav Ruach Elokim, it's not a union of Nevuah. It just means Ola B'liba Shlo Yekalalam. So that's why Rashi does not accept the Pirush of the Targum. Okay, as far as the Pirush of Tosfos, the Ha'ara doesn't directly address why Rashi rejects the Gemara based on Tosfos' Pirush. But L'chaira, this is a Dover HaPashut. That's because according to Tosfos, you have to add some words in the Pasuk. We said before that according to Tosfos, Vati Olav Ruach Elokim is something which Bilam said. Now there's Bilam saw them Sheikhin Lishvatov. Bilam saw Shein Pischein Mechuvonos Zeh Keneged Zeh, and therefore Bilam said that Omar Ruin Halalu Shetisha Alayim Shechina. So this is obvious why Rashi doesn't learn this way, because there's no remez in the pasuk that Vati Olav Ruach Elokim is something which Bilam said. Vati Olav Ruach Elokim is something which happened. It happened. But to insert some words that Bilam made a declaration and Bilam said Vatihi Olav Ruach Elokim, that Bilam said Ru'in Halalu Shetisha Alayim Shechina, that's obviously not pshat in the pasuk. So that's why Tosfos is out. But what about the Zohar? Chayr, according to the Zohar, we said Vatihi Olav Ruach Elokim is not something which Bilam said, it's something which happened. And even to strengthen the question, Rashi begins his Pirush on Vayisa Bilam Es Einov. Rashi begins with something along the same lines as the Zayar. Bikesh Lachnis Bohem Ayin Ra. Which is how the Zayar explains Vayisa Bilam Es Einov Vayar. And then the Zayar says, Vati Olav Ruach Eliki means that the Eibishter brought Hashoras Hashchina on the Yidin, Olav on the Yidin, to protect the Yidin from Bilam's Ayin Hara. So why did Rashi not learn Vati Olav Ruach Elikim in that way? That Olav means on the Yidin. And if Olav means on the Yidin, then we can explain Ruach Elikim Kipshutai, not just Olav B'libesh Laikalam, but an actual Ruach Elikim, an actual Hashoras Hashchina that came upon the Yidin. So, in the Ha'ara he says, what's wrong with this Pirush? Once again, the problem is that the Pasuk doesn't flow. The Shaychus of the beginning of the Pasuk to the end of the Pasuk doesn't flow. And what I think this means is, because L'chaira, the Pasuk does seem to flow, Vayisa Bilam Aseinu Vayar, which means Bikesh L'hachnis Bohem Ayin Ro, which Rashi himself explains, that does fit in with Vati Olav Ruach Elikim, the way the Zohar says it. But the problem is the words in the middle. Vayaras Yisrael Sheichen Lishvotav. That doesn't flow. Because Vayaras Yisrael Sheichen Lishvotav means, as Rashi said, Kol Shevet V'Shevet Sheichen La'atzmoy, or She'en Pischein M'chuvon in Zeh K'neged Zeh. So that doesn't, from there, there's no connection to Vati Olav Ruach Elikim. If all the Pasuk said was Vayisa Bilam Es'eino Vayar, and then it went straight to Vati Olav Ruach Elikim, then the Pirush of the Zohar would make sense. Bilam wanted to be Machnis in them an Ayin Hara. That's Vayisa Bilam Aseinu Vayar. So right away, Vati Olav Ruach Elikim. The Eibishter brought a Ruach Elikim on the Yidin, and that took care of the problem of the Ayin Hara. But since we have in the middle Vayaris Yisrael Sheichen Lishvotav, that Bilam saw the Yidin camping the Shvotav, the way Rashi explains that. So from there, how does that lead into Vati Olav Ruach Elikim? Why is Vayaris Yisrael Sheichen Lishvotav a reason for Vati Olav Ruach Elikim? That the Eibishter brought a Ruach Elikim on the Yidin. So it's not moving the Shaychus between Vayaris Yisrael Sheichen Lishvotav to Vati Olav Ruach Elikim, if Vati Olav Ruach Elikim means, like the Zayar says, that the Eibishter brought on the Yidin a Ruach Elikim. So that's the reason why Rashi does not learn like the Zayar. So what's left is that Rashi has to learn what Vati Olav means on Bilam. And since Vati Olav means like Bilam, means on Bilam, so then Ruach Elikim cannot mean a Ruach Nevuah. Ruach Elikim has to mean, like Rashi says, Ola B'libo Yishlo Yekalala. In the Ha'ara he also explains, how does Ola B'libo Yishlo Yekalalam fit in the words of Ruach Elikim? L'chaira Ruach Elikim means a Ruach Nevuah, means some kind of Ashras Hashchina. How can Rashi say that Ruach Elikim means Ola B'libo Yishlo Yekalalam? So he says, Kvar Pirshom Mefarshim Shakavona Bezesh in Ishapcho Ruchoy U'machshavtoy Liyais Masim L'Ritzoynoy V'ruchoy Shel Elikim. Meaning, what does it mean Vati Olav Ruach Elikim? Bilam's own Ruach al derech l'inyan of Rotzen. Bilam's Ruach v'Rotzen was to curse the Yidin. But when Bilam saw that they were Sheikh Nishvata, Vati Olav Ruach Elikim, his Ruach and his Machshava was switched, and instead, what came upon him was the Ruach Elikim. What came upon him is the Ruach Elikim, which is the Ruchay Ritzoyne Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Shelo Yekalala. So that's how it fits in the words. Vati Olav Ruach Elikim. What came upon him was the Rotzen of the Eibishter, the Ruach of the Eibishter, which is that the Yidin should not be cursed. That's how the Rashi makes sense.